Namaskar. I am standing at Russia-Ukraine border, and Russia is about to invade Ukraine, or so all the indications suggest. To my right is Russia, and to my left is Ukraine. Why do I say that? Well, yesterday or day before yesterday, the United States has decided to evacuate all the families of its personnel in the consulate of Ukraine. So that is usually a telltale sign that the talks have failed and that Russia is bent on invading Ukraine. How did things come to this? If you look at what is happening inside Russia, you know, post Gorbachev, you had Boris Yeltsin and they were trying to become a democracy. But once Putin came in, it has all gone down the river. Nobody is talking about democracy anymore. The one dissident, Viktor Navalny, we don't know if he's still alive or not, but there's a lot of, There is a lot of things that we don't know about Russia. Now, there is also the challenge that the people are getting impatient. Is Putin trying to distract them by saying that we shall get back our old glory of our old Russia, the USSR? And therefore, the first piece in that is Ukraine. Is this what he's telling his people? Well, it's possible. Now, we have to remember that Ukraine is not a part of NATO, which is why US is not taking a very belligerent stand, very aggressive stand. But it is also possible that Ukraine could become a member of the NATO like overnight. Is it possible? I think it is possible. It depends upon what kind of chess pieces get moved. I'm just showing you a map of Europe today, and the shaded areas to the left, like United Kingdom, Spain, France, these were the first set of NATO members. Post 1991, several members of the USSR also became NATO members. Countries like Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Czech Republic, Slovakian Republic, you get the idea. But Ukraine has not. Now, if Ukraine also becomes a NATO member, then Russia might start feeling the heat of US or NATO missiles breathing down its neck. Maybe it is trying to preempt that. We have to also remember that Russia has been engaging in these kind of activities for a while. In a bloodless coup, they got Crimea from Ukraine, and perhaps they are telling Putin is telling Russians that Ukraine was all along Russia's property and we are going to get it. And Ukraine militarily is, of course, no match to Russia. And therefore, you know, Ukraine might fall. However, it will start seeing a lot of resistance. To understand Russia, let's take a look at all the areas where they have been active in the past few years. One was Crimea that they annexed without any bloodshed. Then they are also involved in Syria, where they claim that their management people at the high end, these are the ones who are actually helping the Syrian troops. We don't know. We have to take their word for it. They also said that their role or involvement in Kazakhstan has come to an end and that things have become normal in Kazakhstan again. Again, it is just a Russia claim. We don't know if it's true or not. Now, if Russia were to go ahead and invade Ukraine, what would the United States do? Well, it can impose economic sanctions on Russia, but they did that already when Russia annexed Crimea. So what different set of sanctions would the US impose? One of the things that they can do is to go ahead and impose sanctions on some of the bigger Russian banks. Once they do that, then the common man will be hit. Anybody, any Russian working outside of Russia who's getting sending in remittances, those will be blocked. Once that happens, people will be out in the streets. They'll be baying for blood. Who? We don't know. But this is one possibility. But it's also an extreme measure because that would hurt the people who are dependent on these remittances. We all know that many countries, including countries like India, are dependent on the remittances, some families, on the money that comes in as remittances from their near and dear who are working in more prosperous countries. So that is one possibility. The other thing that we are now seeing is Sweden and Finland, who are not NATO members yet, have now suddenly expressed the desire that they too wish to join the NATO. So NATO suddenly is becoming much more prominent. Well, we have to remember that under the Trump administration, NATO was actually being pushed behind. And Trump was saying that, you know, we're taking care of so many things for NATO. We are subsidizing all these things. NATO should start paying for it. And when they said nothing to that, Trump was sort of downplaying NATO. Did that embolden Putin to do what he's doing now? Possibly, but we must remember that Crimea was annexed by Putin during Obama's time. So at least in a way, the Republican administration of Donald Trump kind of kept things the way they were. They did not start any new wars. Plus, they also made sure that others didn't start any new wars. So to that extent, they've been fairly good. And they also warned India when there was incursions in 2020 by China, which Russia said there weren't any. So this is all an interesting story. India relied on the intelligence that Russia provided and thought that China would not incur into Ladakh and other places, but they eventually did. And India had to wake up from a nasty surprise. Anyway, even today, China is sitting in many places inside Arunachal Pradesh, which the Indian government is sort of like not really accepting that there have been incursions. Why? Only they can explain. But that's a matter for a different day. So if Russia really gets into Ukraine, things are going to get nasty for everybody around the world. First thing first, prices of gasoline will go up. Already they're at $88 per barrel. It might hit 100, 125, 150, who knows? It depends upon the kind of disruption that is going to happen. And once petrol or the gasoline price goes up, everything else starts going up. This could really, really act as a whammy for the economies of the world, because everybody will start feeling the pinch. Will that happen? We'll have to wait and see. Let's hope that cooler minds prevail and that Russia will not invade Ukraine, but find a different way to settle its differences. Thanks for watching. Do like, share, and subscribe to our channel, and also click on the join button. Namaskar. We'll be right back.